Soils, wildlife, pruning, mowing, watering, feeding, planting, even the birds and the bees. Join us in the garden every Friday at 12.05 here on CRCFM.
Yes, the birds and the bees, and Kieran joins on the programme. Kieran, you're very welcome. Today you brought in a lot of coffee cuttings. If we only had a camera here, or a webcam, we'll have to bring in that webcam so people can see exactly what we're talking about.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now.
So I've brought some flowers for you first.
You have, and that's a nice one.
Now that's a thing called candy tuft, or the botanical name
candy
for that. Candy tuft.
Yeah.
Or the botanical name for that one is, you ready for this? You ready now? This is quite an easy one. Iberus sempervirens.
Oh my God.
How about that?
OMG.
Or Iberus, as some people say.
I just call it candy tuft.
Candy tuft.
Candy tuft. Okay, candy tuft. Johnny, get it right. So and, what is it and where can we find it?
Well, it's a low-growing plant, which is often sold like a rockery plant, and it grow about a foot and a half wide and only about 6 inches high. And it's a great plant for the gardens at this time of year to give you a great splash of colour. Those white flowers are smothering the foliage, and it's evergreen. And that's what part of the name means, is sempervirens, that it's evergreen. Semper meaning ever, virens, Latin for green. And it'll flower for months on end, and it's a very easy plant to grow, even in a slightly shaded spot. It'll be very, very happy. And we have a few plants of that in the front garden.
It doesn't grow wild, does it?
No, it doesn't grow in the wild. There is another plant also called candy tuft, which is a pink flower, which is an annual one. But this one is perennial, so it's there from year to year.
Okay, that's that one. That's candy tuft.
Candy tuft.
Now, this one's nice looking.
Yeah, that's a nice big flower.
That's nice. To me, that looks like a big daisy.
Yeah, and what they call it is Cape daisy.
Oh.
Okay, or its botanical name is even better. This sounds like you've got some sort of throat disease or something.
Okay.
Osteospermum eclonus. All right, Osteospermum eclonus is the botanical name.
I thought Peter
name.
Kidding was the only one that could pronounce strange names, but here we go.
So this one is, as I say, called the Cape daisy. It comes originally from South Africa. And if you go to South Africa, certain parts of it, you'd see these plants growing there in the wild, absolutely carpets of them for maybe miles and miles. As far as the eye can see, up to the horizon, you would see these osteospermums growing. But these ones will grow in Ireland, and they're perfectly happy. But that's the one again from the garden. And
okay,
it's a daisy, isn't it?
Yeah, a daisy, a Cape daisy. And there's a kind of a purple colouring.
Slightly kind of purpling in the centre, which gives a nice contrast to the white petals.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And there's a little bit of purple on those white petals as well.
There is indeed,
It's
just
nice.
Says it's getting a little bit older, the flower. Now, if you have that in the garden and it's a shady day, as we sometimes have, or if it's in a shady spot, the flower